Hi, I'm Mark Valley. Welcome to the BerlinBrigade.com podcast with your host, David Guerra.
Thank you, Mark Valley. Thank you. Welcome to the 78th episode of the BerlinBrigade.com podcast. I'm your host, David Guerra, former member of 3rd Platoon, Alpha Company, 6th Battalion, 502nd Infantry, Berlin Brigade. Welcome to this episode. This episode is the third episode of 2017, so you haven't missed out. I've just been slacking off. Before I continue, I want to say happy spring to everybody. Hope you're having a great spring. Hope your pollen count is down and your allergies are well under control. And if not, well, that's part of spring, so enjoy it. Now, again, as I say, happy spring, or as we used to say in the former American sector of Berlin, Ein Bier bitte.
Einsteigen bitte.
That's right, that's right. Let's just get this show started. Hey, it's springtime in Berlin, and springtime in Berlin was always my second favorite time of year. The time when we put away the cold weather gear and bust out the wet weather gear. That's right, spring was also the time of year when we would travel. And travel to places like Wielflick and Hammelburg, Erlazain, Greffenwehr, Bad Tos, and other locations in West Germany. Now, we went for training that could not or we were not allowed to do in the city of Berlin, either through somebody's agreement, something to deal with the Allies, or something to deal with the citizens of Berlin to keep things quiet. You know, the word was that as part of an agreement was that as part of an agreement with somebody, like I said, that the automatic weapons in the form of machine guns, such as the M60 machine gun or the M250 caliber, could not be used in the city, even for qualification. Now, that was cool. It was pretty neat. You know, we couldn't fire the real stuff in the city. And again, this is in my time. So I don't know about your time. If you were there in the 50s, 40s, 60s, 70s, let me know if things were different. Or did you have to go to the West like we did? Yeah, like I said, it was pretty cool. That, well, one, we couldn't do that, and we had to go. And we had to travel. Now, the hindsight, you know, it was one of the best things we got to do while we were in Berlin. It was one of those experiences that we got to leave the city to go do this. But that's hindsight, okay? It was just terrible when we did it, when we had to get on those trains and just, you know, muster up, load up, and then, well, you know what happened on the other end. Now, you know, but again, we got to take the duty train and we got to travel through East Germany. I mean, how many people can say, aside from us, outside of us, so the Berlin Brigade, those that served in Berlin, how many of us got to travel through East Germany when it was still East Germany, when it was still a communist country? You know, while we didn't get to see much of East Germany, as it was, you know, because again, we traveled at night. The American duty train traveled at night. It was still, nonetheless, it was awesome when it came to the times when we had to stop and let the other East German trains and other things go ahead of us because they had priority over us. Or when we were checking in with the Soviets to either get into East Germany or get out of East Germany. That was pretty cool. It's pretty wild times. Flag orders. Again, how many of the entire population in the United States has flag orders? That's right. That's right. Not very many. Now, of course, you know, you sleep on the train or you'd have the gentleman with the little cart, you know, the coffee, tea, marble cake. Remember that? That was pretty cool. But once we got to our final destination, you know what happened? We left the train station, we left the Bahnhof, and we mostly road marched to Wielflicken or to climbing that hill at Hammelburg. Remember that? It's crazy. But it was, again, hindsight. It's one of those great times, one of those great things that not everybody got to do. Now, I don't know how many of you ever went to Erlazain, that German Truppenübungsplatz at Erlazain. You know, that was pretty cool. I did not know it then, but you know that the Volkswagen Automobile Company has a huge test track in the area. And that's because at that time, when the track was built during the Cold War, that area, because again, it was so close. You remember we had that 1 kilometer, you know, do not cross the 1 kilometer line to East Germany from the West Germany. Well, it was a no-fly zone. So they got to build it there and obviously, you know, prevent that corporate espionage from taking over. And that was with the Volkswagen company. It's still there. It's pretty cool. This track is still there. So look it up on Google Earth if you get a chance. Now, while the mission has changed, like I said, the Volkswagen Group subsidiaries and others such as Audi, Lamborghini, Bentley, Bugatti, Seat, Skoda, and Porsche continue to use the track and the facilities. And they weren't too far away from the German training area. That German training area is still there. So it's pretty neat. But again, to see that, hey, this is what was going on, just not too far away. Now, as most of us that went to Veelflicken will attest, that Veelflicken, though one of the smallest posts, was, and I quote from online, was among the most feared and disliked of all training areas due to the high altitude and extreme weather conditions, end quote. If you've been on that hill and you know what hill I'm talking about, you will agree. Storms blow in, whiteout conditions. Oh, it's awesome. But again, all in all, they were some wild times. Fun, tough, and lots of lessons learned. But again, it's something that we, as members of the Berlin Brigade, got to do. Now, of course, other units from within Germany went to Veelflicken. And of course, there was always those units that were stationary. And they had no love for us. They had absolutely no love for us. But hey, what can you do? You know, the Army put us there. We didn't put ourselves there. Well, some people volunteered, but even then, the Army still had to agree to it. So all in all, like I said, there were some wild times. And I know all of us have some awesome stories about Veelflicken or Hammelburg or Graf or any place. Bad totes. I know. Awesome times. Okay, now, got to move on. I got some mail. Need to talk about it because, again, it is it's important. I had this one question. It's come in about the Berlin Brigade reunion. And I quote, this is in quotes. This is the exact message that came in via email. What is the difference between the Berlin Brigade reunion in New Orleans and the BUSMVA reunion? And that's the Berlin U.S. Military Veterans Association reunion. Two things. One, our good friend Chris Kuhn is the one putting this one together in New Orleans. The other, number two, is being put together by our good friends over at the Berlin U.S. Military Veterans Association. Two different things. You do not have to be the member of any association to attend the reunion in New Orleans. I think that's really the big difference. There's two reunions, and there's other reunions. There's countless other reunions going on. There's a drill team reunion coming up. There are dependents, or the Berlin Brats Association, they're doing their reunion. So, again, if you can go to a reunion, wherever it is, go. Get there. Personally, I recommend New Orleans because, one, it's New Orleans. That's it. Because it's in New Orleans, and it's a great place, and it's a great time to get together, great time to unwind. Unless you live in the area, it's great to get away. And if you live in the area, well, guess what? All your friends are coming over. It's that simple. It really is that simple. So I hope I effectively answered your question. Chris Kuhn is putting the one together in New Orleans. And the Berlin U.S. Military Veterans Association, they hold their own, and they're having their own at their time. The one I do want to let you know, or I do want to let you know, is the one that Chris is putting together, the one in New Orleans. You do not have to be a member of any association to attend that reunion. That's really the only big difference. And the only other thing I need you to know and understand, both reunions are strictly voluntary. You're not being forced to attend whether you're a member of an association or not. They're both voluntary, but I guarantee you they're both going to be just as awesome, just as great, just as fantastic. And, well, you know, have fun. And that's really what it's all about. So, again, like I said, I hope I answered your question. Now, I know I mentioned it last time, but I want to make sure I thank Gregory again for his donation to help keep the website up and running. It is greatly appreciated, and it will go a long way. I thank you. I really do appreciate it. We were able to add a little bit more storage space on the website. I'm still working on it, still putting things together. It's not the finished product, so what you see there is still a work in progress. So we were able to get more storage space on the server with that. So again, thank you, Gregory. Let's see. Oh, yes. Okay. So I mentioned changing the passwords before. And again, now the password has been changed, successfully changed. And as always, the password is on the homepage of the BerlinBrigade.com website, as well as at the top and the bottom of the registry page. So if you go to BerlinBrigade.com/registry, you're going to see the password for April and May. It's the same password for those 2 months. And folks, again, I still get messages from individuals wanting to know how to get the password. I cannot sit there and answer everybody. I'd love to answer everybody, and I'd love to shoot out one huge email to everybody, but it's just one of those things. You know what? It's right there at the front page. It's at the home page. It's at the registry page, and the registry page is the one that has all the units listed. Not your individual unit, but all the units. So please look there first. It will be there. Also, I want to let you know to check out two new additions to the Berlin Brigade Veterans Business Directory. Two new additions. Now, also want to talk about that real briefly. If you know someone that is a Berlin Brigade veteran and has a business, please let them know. They're more than welcome to join the free. It's free. There's no charge for it. Berlin Brigade Veterans Business Directory. And as I said, you know, I'm going to promote it as much as I can, as hard as I can, as often as I can. But please don't go hijacking somebody else's work. So if I post something out there, say a business, don't slam your business underneath it. That's just rude. That is rude. And that's unbecoming. Come on, seriously. There's no need to hijack somebody else's work just so you could have your out there. You'll get your turn so long as you play by the rules. And playing by the rules is signing up for the free listing on the Berlin Brigade Veterans Business Directory. That's all there is. There's nothing more to it, folks. It's going to be good. It's going to be great. But we all have to do it together. So if you want to hijack somebody else's posting, more power to you. But as soon as I can, I will remove it. Because, again, it's not fair to those that are playing by the rules. Now, again, please, please, if you know somebody who's a veteran and they own a business, they manage a business, they run a business, then, you know, it's imperative to get them listed on the directory at ASAP. Now, if you're one of those comparable businesses, like say somebody, you do t-shirts and I do t-shirts and somebody else does t-shirts, well, we're all going to get listed. We're all going to get listed. You know, it doesn't matter. Just because you see your competitor out there, great. Competition is great. I love competition. Competition is what makes this country fantastic. But you know what? Everybody's going to get on that directory if you're a business owner or you manage a business or you operate a business or you're a director. So again, if you serve with the Berlin Brigade and you want to sell to Berlin Brigade veterans, then please sign up. It's free. It's free. That's all I got to say about that. Now, lastly, I received an email from an individual that is either based out of Los Angeles or London. It's a little sketchy. I just wasn't too sure because I did speak to the individual, but I just was kind of caught off guard because they said they were in the west coast of the United States and then they're all of a sudden in London. So it's just kind of like, I'm not too sure. So I'm going to approach this and I want you to approach this with a little caution. The individual is looking for members of the Berlin Brigade that served at Spandau Prison prior to September 1966. So if you served before September 1966 and are interested in sharing what you know, what you experienced, then please drop me an email and I will put them in touch with you. Again, I'm saying, let's just approach this with a little bit of caution because I know we've had other individuals sign up with the group and all of a sudden that's all they are. They're spamming the group because they want to tap people to get their insights for some project that they're up to. But then when it comes time to give credit or share the credit or acknowledge people, all we hear is crickets. And that's not right. So again, I say let's approach this with a little bit of caution. Again, if you served at Spandau Prison in whatever capacity prior to September 1966, please let me know. And especially if you're willing to share what your knowledge, your experience with somebody else. Oh, man, I did a lot here. Talked a lot. But again, I do appreciate your time. I do appreciate you. And I thank you. So I'm going to wrap up this podcast. I want to thank you again. Like I said, thank you for taking the time to download and listening to episode 78. A lot of stuff in this episode, but you know, it's one of those things that it's way overdue. And again, if you got a veal flicking story, a bad toast story, or Erlazane, or a Hamelberg story, let me know. Love to hear from you. Want to hear from you. Let me know what cool stuff happened or funny stuff happened or who fell out of what road march or who stayed at the bottom of the hill. And most of all, who actually got some of that monastery beer? Because, okay. Anyway, let me know. Love to hear from you. And as always, I ask you, you can follow BerlinBrigade.com, not only on our Facebook page, Facebook.com/BerlinBrigade, but also on our Instagram page and Twitter. Yeah, we're on Twitter. We're on Instagram. A lot of great stuff happening on Instagram. I'm going to start kicking it up a notch over there. So be ready. And let me know. Let me know also when you start following on Twitter, because we're going to have some fun. We're having fun there too. Not as much, but it's there. And again, I thank you for your continued support. I thank you for listening. Most of all, I just thank you. Thank you for being there. And listen, until next time, Dankeschön, auf Wiedersehen, tschüss.
The BerlinBrigade.com podcast is a David Guerra presentation.